In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Father Chipperfield, dear faithful, Father James Chipperfield is a strange man. He's only 26 years old, and he's already a priest. This is a strange and rare thing in today's world. It's what we call the young vocation. The average age of a newly ordained priest in the United States today is 34 years old. Father Chipperfield was ordained when he was 25, and his fellow Australian, Father Sebastian Hovens, was the same age, 25 years old, when they were ordained last December. And this is kind of the norm for priests ordained in the SSPX. They're typically in their 20s and even in their younger 20s. And these young vocations are a consolation, and they're a blessing in our world, because it means that a young person has found his path early on in his life and has been willing to commit himself to that path, to a life of the service of God, consecrated life to God. We know how our Lord tells us in the gospel that those who hear the call of God, they should answer right away. They shouldn't dilly-dally in answering the call. His words even seem shocking to us when we read them in the gospel. Here's, as an example, the vocational direction he gave to someone approaching him. The person was saying, "I will follow thee, Lord, but let me first take my leave of them that are at my house." Jesus said to him, "No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." For those who become his priests, our Lord wants generous hearts. He wants young men who are willing to give themselves, who are willing to leave behind a career in the world, leave behind having a family, and offer all of their youth, all of their talents to him unreservedly for the rest of their lives. When they do that, when they become priests at a young age, of course, it typically means that they'll be able to exercise their priesthood for a long time, for decades. It also provides a powerful example to the world, to this world which is so enamored of youth, which is like adoring youth and wants to somehow desperately hold on to youth, trying to remain forever young. That's the spirit of the world. For the world to see this young man who turns his back on the world in order to give his life to God, therefore appraising the world at its true value. Father Chipperfield did the rare and remarkable thing of entering the seminary straight out of high school when he was only 17 years old. And this is rare because there has to be a very special set of ingredients, we could say, to make this even possible, especially in a world today where young people are encouraged to always delay and put off to their commitment to anything, to always kick the can down the road, to always retain all their options without settling down and establishing themselves in any specific path of life. Having a big family and having a devout family is very, very helpful. Having a big family is helpful. Father Chipperfield comes from a family of 12. Because when parents have so many children, when God has blessed them with so many children, they do not find it so hard for their children to give their lives to God. They do not find it as difficult as say, you think of parents who only have one child, or just have two or three children. Often such parents have certain expectations of their children. And there's a lot of pressure a lot of times on children of small families to accomplish certain things that will come back to the family. And bigger families, there's less pressure. There's less selfishness. It's easier to be less selfish and more sacrificial when you grow up in a big family. But it's obviously important as well that a big family be devout, that the Catholic faith be the center of their lives, that they love their Catholic faith, they love the Mass, that the family prays together, that the parents are able to create an environment in their home where it's very clear to the children that their Catholic faith is the heart of their life, where our Lord and our Lady are loved above all else, where there is a true Catholic charity practiced towards the members of the family, one towards another. At the same time, obviously, if any children are going to pursue a vocation, they have to leave home. They have to leave their home behind. And so good families, realizing this, they make sure to become a part of a good and solid Catholic community. They become integrated into a solid Catholic community, a world, a sort of Catholic world outside of the home, where their children can feel at home and also situate themselves in their Catholic identity. Father Chipperfield's parents were aware of this, and so when he was 15 years old, they moved from their mission chapel in Adelaide, South Australia, moved all the way up to Queensland in Brisbane, Australia. They moved, in other words, to a priory where there were resident priests. There were a lot more resources for their family. They put all their children, all their many children, in St. Philomena's school there, and started to become very active in this parish in Brisbane. And these are the sorts of ingredients that contributed to this momentous decision of Father Chipperfield when he was just 17 years old, that I want to offer my life to God. I want to go to discern my vocation at the seminary. These are the sorts of ingredients that enabled him to persevere over the course of 8 years of formation in the seminary. This is what has led to us rejoicing in seeing a young man step forward to receive the sacred ordination, to become a priest at a young age, dedicate his life to Holy Mother Church at a time when the Church needs it so badly. And I hope, dear faithful St. Isidore's, that you notice that we have these same ingredients here at our parish. We are very blessed to have the same formula, this formula that works so well. We have two young Franciscan novices from our parish in Kansas City. We have a young novice with the SSPX Sisters in Browerville. We have four young seminarians at St. Thomas Aquinas Seminary in Virginia. We have a pre-postulant in France and a pre-seminarian in Oregon. All nine of these young people are graduates from our school. They all come from devout families. They all entered the novitiate or the seminary, either directly out of high school or a year out of high school. This is the formula that makes a young vocation a possibility and a reality, even in this 21st century world where there's this crisis in the Church and there's this crisis of culture in the West. Dear Father, we pray that you have a very long and fruitful priesthood ahead of you. You are a young man. You're still a young man. But by the imposition of the hands, you're just as much a priest as I am. And this is the counsel that I give to you, same counsel that St. Paul gave to the young Timothy when Timothy was in charge of the church of Ephesus. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the faithful in word, in conversation, in charity, in faith, in chastity. Although you are young, even very young, you have the character of the sacred priesthood. You have the capacity to consecrate the Most Blessed Sacrament, to bring our Lord down upon the altars. You have the capacity to administer the sacraments. You have the role to instruct the faithful. You have the role to even govern the faithful that have been entrusted to you in West Palm Beach, Florida. Although you are young, you have yet lived in a short time many experiences that people don't have their entire life. You have received these 7 years of seminary instruction, including those difficult courses of philosophy and theology. You have lived in a foreign country, Argentina, for 3 years, where you had to learn a different culture, a different language, to speak in a different language, to adapt to all the customs of a very different country. You have been required to reach maturity beyond your years. Grace is built on nature and enabled it to go beyond its normal limits. And because of this, you have this privilege and this great duty of state, this great grace of state, to do all the things required of a priest, the many momentous duties that fall upon the priest's shoulders, no matter how old those shoulders are. At the same time, dear Father, you have time, and it requires time to grow in to your priesthood. The priesthood is a life that we assimilate ourselves into to a greater degree, God willing, as time goes on. And you are starting this process. You want your priesthood to enrich you. You want it to make you holier. You want it to make you more Christ-like as time goes on. You become, if I may say, more and more of a priest as the years pass by. You have this great grace of the priesthood because of all these influences that you are so grateful for. We are so grateful for because they have made you into what you are. They put you in a position to be ordained. And our prayer for you today is that this early start in the priesthood may even enable you to go beyond those who started later in life to become a priest. The greater time afforded you to assimilate the Christ-like spirit in the priesthood will enable you even to surpass those who are older than you in the priesthood. Each day of your priesthood, at the beginning of the Mass, you're going to say, I go unto the altar of God, to God who gives joy to my youth. May you say those words for many years to come into a ripe old age and a very great union with our Lord and our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.